Erica's Birthday Part 1, Awakening 5 years later. As dawn broke, Sandra looked at her ex-husband's feminine body beside her. Her heart swelled with victory and pride at how she'd brought him to such a humiliating, unmanly state. Still, she knew these occasional shows of consideration were important in the retraining and control of males. The soft morning light highlighted his girlishness. Gentle shadows accented the curves of his body and breast on the silken sheets of her master bed. And he had used his eager and well-trained tongue to bring her more than a few tremors of orgasm in the dark hours of the night. In a way, for a male, he had his sporadic uses, especially now that his feminization seems to have accelerated. Sandra woke him up, yanking at the end of the gold lace hair ribbon she had Erica wear to contrast his shoulder-length brunette curls. And she smiled down at his dutifully and perfectly made-up face. "Oh, Master, I'm sorry I was still sleeping. I should have awakened first to attend you." Erica's voice was dainty and demure, soft and submissive, just as she had been trained. Very few except the most experienced female masters would expect the voice was that not of a real girl. "Erica, you're forgiven. It is your birthday, after all. I'll be lenient, just this once. And Erica, even though you are merely a male, you do know that I'm still somewhat fond of you, especially since you've come to realize your place." Sandra taunted him softly. "Erica." After all this time, hearing that name still cut through his psyche like a scalpel, unmanning his very spirit. Sandra playfully toyed with the lace edge at the top of Erica's black satin teddy. She reached in, circling her hand teasingly to stroke Erica's petite but still growing hormoned breasts. Erica's face, neck, and breast flushed with embarrassment as his nipples became erect. His loins quaked in desire again. Since today, March 8th, ironically International Women's Day, marked his birthday as Erica, not his real birthday as Eric, a day now lost more in memory than real to him, Sandra had, as tradition permitted, to spend the night prior beside her in the bed. Last night, being in bed next to Sandra was delightful and exciting, yet also degrading and frustrating, just as it always was in the past, those few nights a year it was allowed for special occasions or rewards for particular milestones of his sex role reorientation training and feminization. Sandra's hands next slid down his slippery teddy to his thighs and the lacy tops of his smoke-hued stockings. She stroked his nylon-encased, girlishly slim and shaven legs. More unrequited desire built in the center of his sexuality as Sandra tickled the crease of Erica's legs at the edge of the steel chastity belt that imprisoned his male genitalia, smoothly and discreetly from showing any evidence of masculine bulge in his panties. Only thinking of how shamed he was at his ever-increasing loss of manhood aided the fire in his libido to subside. At times, Erica even wished she could forget her past maleness totally. Perhaps then the torture of unsatisfied male desire would disappear, or at a minimum be more tolerable. Sandra tapped Erica's metal restriction chastity device. She smiled triumphantly, and in her haughty, confident, yet still lyrical feminine voice asked Erica questions to which she knew the answers, but more wanted to hear her ex-husband reiterate, so as to humiliate her further by having to revisit the travel down the road that saw the demise of his manhood. "Erica, how many years does this make it? 5? Yes, 5 years of sex role reorientation. Oh, such delightful changes we've seen in you. Yet there'll be such better ones ahead. Do you remember how you fumbled putting on your first bra? Think about the mess you used to make applying lipstick, foundation, blush, mascara, and eyeshadow. Doesn't it make you glow how perfectly you do those things now? Wasn't it awful when you thought you had a right to sexual demands on females? I'm so proud of the adjustments you've made, accepting the proper male station in life and toward women. Aren't you happy you've been relieved of those vile, false, masculine pretenses?" Her smirk was amused, yet mocking. Erica, young lady, you really have come a long way. You have so well relearned your place properly as a male should. Look at yourself. So very different from the vile, domineering ex-husband who thought he ruled our relationship. You are so lovely. And your behavior, thought, mannerisms, bearing, dress, you are nearly perfect in your femininity. Genetic females might almost find you attractive enough to have sex with. Fortunately, more and more of us don't accept anything other than the real thing, the perfection of a sapphic relationship. Oh, yes. But seeing you and other males accepting your appropriate new roles and developing your natural feminine submissiveness and serving your female masters is quite enough for us to endure keeping you around. Erica, doesn't it please you that your sex has some utilitarian purpose in life, even if it is such a marginal one as serving your female superiors? A tear forms in one of Erica's eyes. She hopes it does not affect her mascara, as Erica feels more of her manhood lost as she answers. Oh, yes. It's a privilege you allow us to serve, Master Sandra. Oh, yes. Oh. Now, Erica, you've been rewarded enough. Time to get your girlish ass in motion. I want my breakfast here in 20 minutes. We have a busy day today. You've got cleaning to do, decorations to get up, extra cooking besides your other traditionally male household chores. Yes, Erica, you still have to listen to your hypnofeminization recordings. You'll make time. Are you arguing with me? I thought not. Now, I realize your 5-year birthday party tonight means extra, not fewer duties for you. I suspect at least 19 guests. Erica, silly girl. Of course that's only counting females. There are 5 males being brought, but they're only attending as extra maids to help you serve throughout the evening. Wouldn't it be nice for you, though, to have others to talk to? About housework and makeup, feminine fashion, cooking, trade female master gossip. You know, all those things that interest you pretty little males. Now do get going, my feminine little wench. Erica! Get back here this instant, young lady. How dare you forget to curtsy when leaving my or any female's presence? Try again. Give a bit more sense of being demure as you dip and lower your head. That's better. Still, you did forget, so bring up my riding crop when you bring me my breakfast. 5 strokes shall be your punishment. How fitting, 1 for each birthday year. Erica forces a smile, though her spirit is one of complete defeat. Yes, Master Sandra, I shall bring your breakfast and your crop. It's proper that I be punished. May I be dismissed, Master? This time Erica remembers to curtsy before leaving. The echo of her high heels on the hardwood stairs mark her swift yet dainty exit toward her male kitchen domain and her culinary duties. Sandra picks up the phone and dials. In a few seconds, she begins talking. Amanda. Hello, lover. Mwah. My little Erica should have everything in order for our party tonight. Believe me, you're going to love seeing her for the first time. Yes, I know in a few years you'll have that bastard husband of yours in the same state. Amanda, our meeting weeks ago were fate. You just have to get out from under Ron, or shall we say the future Veronica? Yes, Mandy, miss you so much too, darling. See you tonight, sexy. Love you too. Yes, Erica, in 5 years, as the old cigarette commercial used to say, you've come a long way, baby, but girl, you have no idea what changes we women have for you and your feeble sex in the next 5 years.